Like, it's some fucked up growth.
Okay, but it's not like, I mean, they have to do a biopsy still. It could be cancer.
Yeah, it could be, but it's probably not, because cancer would have just eaten through my fucking jaw. This is just some fucking growth that's pushed it aside, and I have to remove it and, like, get a fucking tooth removed.
That's one of those things where it's like, they take it out, and they're like, it's not cancer, and then a year later, you have cancer.
Yeah, it could be. I mean, we'll find out, yeah. You know? It's cool. It makes, you know, I was kind of feeling better about it, but now, yeah, now that you say it,
dude, you got to be realistic about these things. As I tell all of my patients.
That's right. That's
staying
right.
Positive, that's for idiots.
Right.
Be realistic. Say goodbye to your family.
That's true.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Spend time gaming.
Yeah, I do have to beat a couple games.
Yeah.
Damn, I don't want to have cancer, dude. I want to live.
Yeah.
I want to live at least another 20 years.
Nobody wants to die.
There's so much more pussy to be gotten, dude.
Yeah.
You know? There's so much more titties to suck.
You know, it's funny because a lot of people, I always thought, like, who would want
to
live forever?
And
I think, honestly, I would. I think I am that much of a crazy person. Like, you know, these tech trillionaires.
I could see you being like one of those fucked up like bodybuilders in their 80s that doesn't look that old.
That man with the beard from the spam advertisement?
No.
I figured out the one trick. That ripped grandpa.
No, there's like two different vegan black people that are like that.
Yeah.
You know that old lady? She looks kind of good.
No, I mean having my brain removed and put in a robot and then mm-hmm. being blasted into space.
Sure.
That's okay. What I want to be.
You want robot limbs.
No, I just want to be sort of like...
sentient. Yeah. So you don't even want the pleasures of humanity. Actually, who am I kidding? Yeah, that would be an upgrade for you.
Right. If I could just be some sort of distant quasar contemplating things. How funny it would be if like humanity already reached that point and everybody left, and but mm-hmm. like it was humanity, so it's just regular people.
Right.
Scientists are looking through a telescope and like they have like a... one of those radio telescopes or whatever.
Oh, that's funny.
Listening like a pulsar, and it's like, listen to this. And it's like, and they're like, isn't that amazing? This is coming from millions of miles away, but it's really just an ancient mind, and it's out there just like, those are all just slurs.
Yeah.
It was just some racist guy.
Yeah. Wait, what about this? The ancient Egyptians, they blasted the fuck off.
Yeah, did
they're
they?
Smarter than us, dude.
Is that true?
I think so, dude. Yeah. They're in space now.
We should get into conspiracy theories.
I would love that.
We should get into...
I mean, where's Atlantis,
we should
baby?
Get into alternate realities where you don't have cancer.
Oh fuck yeah! Just I have a big ass dick. Too.
I'll join you in that delusion where we're capable of living forever. We could capture our voices in our minds and go into the Zoom recorder.
I don't want to live
leave
forever.
Leave this bullshit play. I don't care. You're coming with me.
Oh man!
I'm bringing all my.
That's gonna suck.
All my podcast friends with me. Ian.
I don't want to be an attorney with Ian.
We're all gonna share a Zoom recorder and live in space in quest Ian. For Ian's father.
Yeah, we're looking for heaven.
We're trying to find my dad.
That sounds horrible, dude. I love the pleasures of the body.
Yeah.
I love eating. I love gluttony. I love having sex. Hmm. I love sucking on butt cheeks.
I don't. I feel like the body is a prison.
Nah, the body, I love the body. I hate mine, but I love the body.
Mm-mm.
I don't want to live in a world where I don't suck titties. I'm a pulse. I'm in a little fucking digital card. I'm a gigabyte? No, thanks,
dude,
man.
I want to be a Tamagotchi.
If I can fuck one of the Tamagotchis, if it gets to the point...
Dude, you just shove it in your ass and use it like a yoni egg.
I would love... No, I want to be a digital version of a Tamagotchi.
That's got to be... You know, like, sharding is already pretty embarrassing, but, like, what's the version of sharding where you're trying to Kegel on the bus? I just carded. You what? I tried to Kegel and I shit all over my pants.
Just butt plugs are coming out of your fucking pants pants sleeve.
If I had no shame whatsoever, I would go to all the free yogas in New York City and shit myself at them.
That would be awesome. Just in white fucking joggers.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Jackass, and this is shitting yourself at free yoga.
No joke. That's a good jackass.
That would be a good jackass.
I can't believe they didn't do that, actually.
Yeah.
But you're also an old guy, and you can see your
Maybe
old balls.
Maybe I should call up my close personal friend, Johnny Knoxville, and let him know this
Are you
score.
Guys boys?
Yeah.
When did you guys meet?
We haven't.
Oh.
I was hoping maybe that would slide by.
It's conceivable that you would be friends with Johnny Knoxville. Steve-O's out there. Steve-O's doing clubs.
That's true.
Stapling his nuts to the fucking to his thigh as a
maybe
closer.
I'll befriend Steve-O, and I'll pitch him my idea of shitting yourself at yoga.
Yeah, he just steals it. Yeah. He would, dude. Steve-O's got no fucking
dignity.
He's not
stealing it. That's me writing for Jackass.
Nice.
That would be a great job.
It really, truly would be, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. All right, so Wee Man has to fight a bunch of other midgets.
Yeah. We shove Wee Man in a woman's pussy and make her give birth to him at Ruby Tuesdays. Can I have the check now? Can I get paid, please, and go home?
Oh, fuck. They did a couple that was just, like, putting different kinds of dildos in their asses. Different things in their asses.
Huh.
They put a firework in Steve-O's ass. They put a gold dildo. I think Bam just put a dildo in his ass.
Yeah.
That was pretty good. So no ass stuff. The car, of course, Ryan Dunn.
Yeah.
Putting a car in his ass.
I've seen Jackass. I'm familiar with all this stuff. You're not...
Well, I'm trying to figure out what else could we do.
What else could Jackass do?
Yeah, as our jobs, right? Ooh, how about if one of them is uncircumcised, you put a couple of slices of ham under their foreskin.
I like that show, like, What Would You Do? That's like woke Jackass.
Really? There is a woke Jackass?
Yeah, it's
Jackass?
On like NBC Primetime. The guy that hosts it is like some fake race.
Oh, that guy who looks like an Indian, but he's just Latino?
Yeah, it's like Jeffrey Quinoa or something.
Yeah.
That guy.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, and I'm sure I've talked about this on the show
before. I don't know if you have.
Well, yeah, it's always like, we sent a racist into a restaurant to not tip his black waitress. But what would happen if he was also retarded? And then they just like record strangers being like, should we confront this retarded man for being racist?
That's good, man.
Yeah.
That's actually good. That sounds like a good show.
I know it gets into conspiracy theory territory, but mm-hmm. I truly believe that the Trayvon Martin incident was a botched episode of What Would You Do? I think
interesting.
The camera crew was there. Uh-huh. They set up George Zimmerman
interesting.
To see what he would do.
They just were not prepared for that.
They're like, get the shit. We got to go. We got to get out of here.
You don't know us, George? You've never seen us?
Yeah. We sent a Subway Jared lookalike into Subway to have sex with a child in front of everyone to see what they would do.
Don't worry, it's a fake. It's a prosthetic penis I'm using to fuck this child.
We set up a dog fight in the middle of a black church. They brought a white Christian field trip in there and told them they were going to go see Black Panther.
That's good.
Like, what would you do? Hires Jackass.
We sent a racist to put a race car in his ass.
We sent a midget.
We sent a midget.
To staple his balls. To the bulletin board at the community center.
But get this. He sharpied the N-word on his balls.
We had a waiter with Down syndrome. And then we had a rodeo clown not tip him. But what would happen if he tipped him with candy? Coming up next on What Would You Do? MTV2. MTV2's What Would You Do?
That's a good show, man. I'm in there. I'm into that show.
I'd fuck with it.
Fuck, dude.